Community Conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined now by Nashville Plainfield boys wrestling coach Shane Huck as they get ready for regional duels Tuesday night. And we'll talk more about that in just a bit here, Shane. But let's maybe look back at this past weekend. You came off a very nice team performance at the Doug Trees Invitational at North Butler, six individual champs. How do you feel you guys are wrestling right now?
I think the guys are competing at a pretty high level. I think a lot of them have gotten better throughout the year. We got a pretty young squad this year. A lot of guys seeing a little more varsity action than maybe what they've seen before. And I think that the first half of the season, first the second half of the season, you can definitely see some growth and see some of those guys starting to gain some confidence. And I think it shows on the map.
Is there anybody that has maybe surprised you with his performance?
I don't know. You see guys in the room day after day, you know, year after year, and a lot of times the coaches see things that the kids don't see in themselves quite yet, and it takes them a little while to kind of gain that. So, no, I don't know if there's anybody that's really, really surprised me. You know, we've had some guys go through some ups and downs throughout the years, but, you know, I mean, Luke Swanziger's really come out this year and wrestled well, and he's, you know, granted he's been injured here for a little while. He didn't compete this last weekend, but he came into the season, looked like he had kind of, you know, jumped levels a little bit, and we've got some other guys, too, that, you know, are really starting to figure things out, and, you know, Blanchard and Lincoln Huck, Jagger White, you know, all those guys had a lot of success last year, too, and I think they've just kind of kept things rolling, and I think some of those other guys are seeing that, and kind of following suit here and kind of building their own reputation there too.
Sure, absolutely. I was going to, my next question was going to be who's that kind of established themselves as the leaders? And you mentioned those guys that have state tournament experience, and that certainly helps a lot. And you know, because you guys can only do so much as a coach. Sometimes peer pressure will play a role.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, some of those guys I did mention already, and, you know, like Luke Swanziger, he doesn't really say much, but he just comes in every day and just works his tail off, and I know other kids see that, and, you know, Devin Blanchard, he's the only senior we've got on the roster this year, and he's just awesome. I mean, he leads by example. He'll, you know, he'll encourage guys and stuff like that, and he just does things the right way, and, you know, he did it in football, and now he's doing it in wrestling, and he's just a great guy to have in the room and have some of those younger guys have a good example to look up to and what to strive for and what they can really do if they kind of put their nose down and just keep working every day.
We're talking with Nashville Plainfield boys wrestling coach Shane Huck, first season as head coach of the Huskies program, but you've been around the guys for a number of years. How do you feel you've been able to make that transition, you know, to the lead guy?
I mean, I think it's gone pretty well. I mean, obviously there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that, you know, Frost dealt with previously and, you know, you don't really think about, and there were some things there that, you know, were maybe things that maybe I didn't see coming that, you know, but had it figured out. And, you know, I've coached these guys, whether it's been the youth program or the junior high level or even, you know, in high school for years. I mean, I know every kid on here. I teach at the school. So, I mean, I see them in class and, you know, I've got good relationships with all these guys, so I think it was a pretty smooth transition overall.
Yeah, we covered you guys when you had that triangular at North Butler a couple weeks ago, and I thought I saw Coach Frost on the sideline still kind of still helping out, even though he retired last year.
Yep, yeah, he'll pop in. He drives bus for us a lot, and he's always willing to help out. And you know, if we need somebody to jump in on a corner or just to kind of encourage the guys and. You know, he's been around it enough, and he loves the sport, and he's, you know, he's a big fan, too, of all these guys. He's, you know, he knows these guys, has good relationships with them, too, and so, no, it's always good to have him around just for an extra set of eyes and ears to, you know, and to do anything that we might need extra here or there. But, yeah, he definitely still stays close to it.
All right. Again, talking with Shane Huck, head coach in Nashville Plainfield Wrestling. You've got regionals coming up. You got to travel all the way to Lisbon for your regional on Tuesday night. But first things first, you got to take care of North Mahaska. What's the scouting report?
They look solid on paper. You know, I mean, they've got some, you know, some really good kids, you know, here or there in the lineup. And then, you know, some of their other kids, you know, have some really solid records. So, yeah, we're going to we're going to have to be ready to go right out of the gate there with North Mahaska and you know, take care of business there and then see if we can earn that opportunity to wrestle Lisbon for that spot of state duels. But yeah, they definitely got some good kids, and we're going to need to be ready to go all night long when we go down there on Tuesday.
All right. Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Before I let you go, your daughter, Cadence, had quite a career at Nashville Plainfield. How's she doing at Oklahoma State?
She's doing well. She's acclimated well. She doesn't seem to get too homesick or anything like that. She actually just ran an indoor meet in Fayetteville at the University of Arkansas this last weekend. So we were at the tournament. I was watching my phone trying to watch her results and stuff too. She ran the 800 and she ran the mile and posted some good times. She PR'd in the 800 and first full mile she's ever run competitively, because we run the 1500 here at high school girls at Iowa. And so I think she ran a 450. She was her goal was a 455, so she surpassed that. So she's doing well. She likes her teammates and likes her coaches and seems to be enjoying herself and having success. So that's good.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We will be down there with coverage at 95.9 KCHA for the regional duels on Tuesday night. And go Huskies.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Shane Huck, head wrestling coach at Nashville Plainfield. I'm Mark Pitts. Our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion.